Why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know?
Good Friday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast of Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word, reel back those life applications. We are looking today at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Now, if we are honest about what's involved in truly following Jesus Christ, we have to recognize that following Jesus is more than just knowing the right stuff. I mean, following Christ is a lifestyle, and when we follow this lifestyle, it will definitely, trust me when I tell you this, it will put us at odds with the culture around us. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, Paul gives some very practical instructions for Christian living, and he doesn't mince any words. He says here in verses 1 and 2, "Finally, brothers, we instructed you in how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more, for you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus." So Paul lays out this overriding principle that we should live to please God. Now, in order to understand the general principle, it might help us if we kind of state it negatively. And this is the way it would be. We should not live to please ourselves. We should not live to please those around us. We should not live to indulge our cravings. Instead, we should live to please the Lord. Now, it seems fair to ask why. Well, there's two reasons. First, we should live to please Him because it's the right thing to do. He is God. As God, He deserves our obedience. He has authority over us. He has the right to our obedience. And just as we try to achieve the goals set by an employer because they're our employer, just as we try to please our parents because they are our parents, so we should seek to please God because He is God. Second, we should please Him because it's the smart thing to do. Now you think about it. He is a loving God. He's not a vindictive tyrant. He loves us. He wants our best. He is powerful and wise God. He is. He knows what's best for us and what's best for the world around us. He knows what choices will lead to the best life, what values will ultimately lead us to joy and peace. It is the smart choice to live and to please Him. And we must decide between whether we will cater to the inconsistent desires that live within us or stand on the character of God. Paul said we should be sanctified. Now that word sanctified means to be holy or to be set apart for God. Sanctification is the process of becoming more like Christ. We don't receive sanctification, so to speak. We grow into it. Every day, we're constantly striving for holiness. We must constantly be working to live by the instructions that God has given us. Now, don't be deceived. We can do good things and obey rules and look good, but still not be living to please God. Living to please God is as much about our attitude as it is our behavior. It's a lot like worship. You can sing the songs, you can give money to the offering, follow along in the scripture reading, take notes during the sermon, and still not worship. You know, we have said this before, worship is about our heart, and so is holiness. Well, listen, that's all the time I got for today. We're going to come back and we're going to start looking at some examples of what we need to avoid in order to practice holiness. All right. Hey, listen, I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.